Hi everybody, happy Thursday. This is Sergio with Guided by Light, where my purpose is to guide you towards spiritual development and understanding. Today we're back with Paranormal Thursdays, which is the space that I get to share with you guys stories that you guys send in that has to do with the paranormal, and I try my best to explain to you and to everybody why this happens. So today we have a story from a very short story, but very significant, and it's actually from one of our followers. Her name's Jen, and Jen has the following story. Jen says, "When I was younger, I lived in a house that was out of state that I currently live in. In this house, when I was laying in bed, getting ready to sleep, I would always start to hear the kitchen plates collapse and break. However, when I would step out to check and see what was going on, I would walk into the surprise of everything being intact and as how it was before, you know, how I left it. This happened whenever I was a little girl." Okay, so a very interesting story. Like I said, it was very short, but it's very important to, it's a very important topic to touch on, because I feel like this happens to a lot of people. I've heard these stories before in different, you know, different manners. I've heard people hear voices or stuff breaking, or, you know, the water turning on, stuff like that. But then they go check and there's nothing, correct? So let's go ahead and discuss this story. So this might be a very old house. I'm not sure of the story of the house, but I think she told me it's kind of like an old house. So whenever we buy a house and we don't do any spiritual cleansing or anything, then whatever energy was there before, it gets stuck through there. But this usually happens at very old homes. My understanding from this, if I'm not mistaken, how I see it, I really, really do believe that there was some kind of energy stuck there. Maybe like a past family that had a lot of issues, or like was a little bit violent or had problems. Maybe they did that, you know, where they threw all the plates and stuff like that, and that energy got stuck. And you being a little girl and being more receptive to the spirit world, you might have used what we call the clairaudient ability, which it is a psychic ability where you clearly hear. You hear more than the physical, basically. You're able to hear spirits and stuff like that. So I think that's what was happening at the moment. So like I said, there's two types of different things that could happen there. They might be that might be the energy of past violent activity stuck in there, or it could also be a spirit that was too attached to this home and got stuck in there, and is maybe trying to get your attention or something, you know. But I really, really do feel that it was more of like an energy, like a negative energy, like all the violence that happened before with other family that lived there before. Also, sometimes we get some stories where like the homes were built over like violent spaces, like war grounds, or sometimes cemeteries. And, you know, in the cemeteries, you do have good people, but then you also have, you know, bad spirits that get stuck in that environment. So this is the reason why we always recommend everybody in the, you know, anybody that's in the spiritual work, we do always recommend that you guys do what we call home cleansings or blessings before you guys moving to a home. And it's very hard to tell, because sometimes there are spirits that are so, so attached to the home that it's very, very hard to get rid of. That sometimes it's easier to just not even buy the house or move into the house. And then there's some that are lost and confused, and those can move in, those can move out with blessings, with mediums going in and showing them the light and so on like that. But it's very recommendable to go ahead and cleanse your home before you guys move in, so you guys can basically stay away from these situations from happening, correct? So that is something that is very important. I'm going to make a whole video about home cleansings and blessings. That way you guys can see different ways of blessing your homes, because there's different types. You know, some people have a Catholic priest coming and bless the home. Other people have spiritual practitioners and do like a cleansing with sage and prayers and so on. So just depending on your belief and your culture, it differs from there. But that's pretty much the story for today. You guys have a wonderful Thursday. As always, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and on Facebook. And of course, the podcast where I'm going to be posting this as well. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, and all other kind of networks that we have out there. Okay, you guys have a fantastic Thursday night. Thanks.